Hey guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
Oh, that was really pathetic.
That was a really pathetic cheers. Don't you just need a good cup of Yorkshire tea?
I've got something to try with our tea as well. Stop. I feel like I'm going to have to go straight in with it because the tea's lukewarm.
Okay, go on. What?
Have you seen those new M&S cookies all over?
The mini eggs ones. Stop.
I've seen them all over TikTok.
You've not got them.
Yeah, I haven't. There was loads. They're all like lined up on the top, like stacks of them.
I have been meaning to try. No, I can't. I don't know what to do. Hold my mic, hold my tea. Wait.
I know, I can't.
No, my excitement right now. Oh my God, did you just smell it?
Yeah, it smells nice.
No, Yannick would die right now because he's obsessed with cookies.
You could take one.
In my
him.
Head, I've genuinely been thinking I need to go and try these.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope they're as good as I think because
ooh, you're
everyone
dunking straight away.
Yeah. You need I wish my tea was piping hot. I prefer a cookie when it's soggy. Bit of ASMR.
I haven't got
a bit of mini egg yet.
No, it's like good. I just got a bit.
Is it white chocolate as well?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's white chocolate there. I think it's good.
I wouldn't say I would like,
but I wouldn't say it's better than the new normal ones.
Rave. You know what? This is the first M&S cookie I've ever tried.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I really do want to try a few of the viral ones to compare now. But okay, I'm going to say I'm not 100%. It's a good solid cookie, but
it's a good cookie.
Maybe it was overhyped. I haven't had a mini egg yet, though. Literally, where are the mini eggs?
Mine's got loads in it.
Well, it's not very consistent, M&S. Let me.
I would rate that. I like it, but I wouldn't.
Oh, I found one.
I wouldn't say I'd like, because everyone said it's better than the normal ones. I'd say it's the same as the normal ones.
I'm really glad you bought them and I've tried. I'm not raving. It's no, nice.
You're ruining my energy.
Sorry.
I like it.
I'm sorry.
I'm a fan. I really liked that. That was a good bit of energy, especially because I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I ran a half marathon yesterday.
Oh my God! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Super proud.
Thanks.
How was it? Because it was really hot.
It was hot. Especially the end. So like the middle bit was all around the city. With all the buildings.
Was it nice?
And it was amazing. There was a lot to take in. Though I was like, at one point I was like, whoa, I've been too like in pain and focused to actually realise where I am. But that bit was really nice because you were in and out of the sun and it was really lovely. And then the last bit was all in the sun along the embankment. It was the hottest part of the day. We'd already run 19 kilometers and I was like, mate, I'm done.
Mm.
But it was really good. It just, do you know what it is?
You looked so happy in the photos. We'll have to put a little photo on our socials.
At the events like that, it's just so positive and feel good. And like everyone's there for a good cause.
Mm.
And
that atmosphere feels really nice.
It makes you, I don't know, I just feel like obviously media is always full of like quite like negative stuff, but actually just being present there yesterday was like, there is amazing humanity. Is that the right word? Do you know what I mean? Like
so
it felt
nice.
So nice to be there, but I am
second half
dying.
Marathon done.
Yeah.
Are you going to do another one? Oh, you said High Rocks is maybe the next thing you'd
do. I want to focus on that maybe. Do you know what? I can't remember if I had this thought after the first one. But yesterday, when I finished, I thought, never again.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. It's such an achievement that you've done too. I'll never do one, so you don't have to do another
like,
one.
Like, I woke up this morning and, you know, like, if someone said, then I would maybe, you know, I wouldn't sign up tomorrow. But in the moment, I was just like, nah. But yeah, it was really nice. Do you know what was really nice? Our niece and nephews came and, like, afterwards, Danny was like, he's like 10, 11. So he was like, oh, in 7 years, I'll be old enough to do one. Will you do one with me? How old will you be at that age?
That's
and it was
cute.
Like really cute and sweet. And
let's
like,
hold him to that.
He was like inspired to like,
that's really nice.
Do it. And the whole energy was just so, so nice. So yeah, I had such a lovely day in London, but
I'm proud
of
you, sis.
In so much pain.
Yeah. She sent me and my other sister a picture of what can only be described as a mountain of a blister.
It's disgusting, and it's like on her foot. In
you know what it
one.
Reminded me of?
Go on.
Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, nah, this is why I don't run.
Well, I'm in so much pain because it's on the inside of my foot.
Well, you can just rest up today. We're filming the pod.
Yeah,
relax,
I've
chill.
Been. Do you know what? Sorry to keep it on me, but once I got over how tired I was this morning, I had a bath, I did a hair mask, I did a face
I was
going to
say your
mask.
Hair looks really nice and washed.
I mean, it looks a bit poofy, but...
Yeah, but that's that, like,
yeah,
washed.
Like, you can tell it's just
look.
Been washed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anna, have you noticed anything different about me?
Eyebrows?
I knew you could. I knew when I thought to ask you that, I knew you were going to say eyebrows.
They do look nice, the shape.
Yeah, yeah, because obviously, yeah, I do my eyebrows was part of that. You're a liar then, because you say that if I do this, I would be like a 10-10.
I was going to say your lashes.
I've done a lash lift.
Yeah.
But obviously,
I was
going to
say your lashes, but then I thought...
I've not got mascara on.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because I've just done them and you can't get them
wet. Do you want to give me one?
No, that was the last of my stuff.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, I was hot. I was saving it for my holiday. Few people have asked me.
Yeah, I know. And you've told me you don't have any stuff and then you've given yourself one. Selfish.
Yeah, because I was saving it for hauls. But yeah, so I've made myself feel better today.
Gorgeous. So really, really exciting. I'm working with Boots at the moment.
That
on
is
a few
so exciting.
Different bits.
Boots is like such a brand.
I know. Honestly, I feel so blessed and just like genuinely like, they as a brand believe in me, like they're putting a lot behind me.
That's so
and it
nice.
Just feels so nice to fight, like, because in this line of work, it's just a guessing game all the time. You don't know when you're going to get a job come through. You're trying to impress brands a lot.
Yeah, of course. It and be, it's exhausting.
It is.
You find like good relationships with brands.
And I just feel like I've got a really good, like starting a really good, hopefully long-term relationship. And it's just like a little bit of a weight off my shoulders. So really exciting. I got to go to the Boots Beauty Live event, which was in Birmingham. And it was so... I mean, it was
is
chaotic.
The shop insane?
It was, no, it was, wasn't in the shop.
Oh, was it not?
It was like a exhibition type thing. So it had like loads of different brands there. You went around all the stands. They were showcasing products, giving away free sample products.
That's cool.
So yeah, went in. It was chaotic. There was just line and queue after queue for like each stand to like obviously get the freebies or talk to them about whatever. I definitely learned some tips and tricks, which I feel like I'll have to do a whole other episode on, like the makeup recommendations, because I feel like a new woman, like I'm a makeup girly now.
Yeah, we need some recommendations. We'll do that another time.
Yeah, definitely. But I got to meet Mitchell. Made by Mitchell.
His first name.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
And I got to meet him.
Is he nice?
He came across the loveliest person.
I love it when, like, whenever Lucy meets people, I'm like, please tell me they were nice, because I really like them on, you know, when you like someone online.
Yeah.
And you
obviously,
just hope they're nice
I
in
literally,
person.
He was doing like meet and greets. So I literally was like, hey, we got like a photo. And I was just like, oh, I literally use like Drip Drip, Bubble Trouble, like blush, like every day. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, we need to bring the makeup back. Like, I'm done with this clean girl. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, like, and then I was like, yeah, like, look at me, I'm a maximalist. I like matte nails. And he was like, me too. But yeah, and then I went and watched a masterclass with him, and I need a curve case.
Very cool.
Because
is that the one that has all the different colors?
Yeah, like, but then he was actually, I've forgotten the name of it, but he had a one that he literally did her like eyeshadow base, eyeliner, and lip liner all with this case. And it's basically like black, white, and browns. It's got a different name. It's not the curve case. It's the something else case.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, that would be like, I just feel like his products you could use for anything. It's so multi-purpose. And that's what he kept saying. I'm literally saying what he said. But anyway, so did that. Learned so much. It was such a good event. So happy that I'm working with Boots and did that. Yannick came with me and Yannick was in this masterclass.
Yannick's like,
with like 20 other girls, and he was just like, what am I doing here? But I was like, you know what? But he comes and supports me, which is nice. And he got loads of videos of me like for the content and stuff, so that was nice. And then it was in Birmingham, so we actually then had the afternoon, because I did the 10 till 1 session. Uh-huh. So then we had the whole afternoon in Birmingham. I will say, if you watch my vlogs and stuff, like, you'll see it. We have, like, you know the feeling, right? So when you've been somewhere and you just fall in love with a restaurant.
Yeah.
And you just can't wait to go back.
Oh, you've gone on and on about that Mexican place.
We got there. We walk right up to the door and there's just a piece of paper on the door saying it is permanently closed.
No, permanently?
Yeah. We were good because we walked straight from the Boots event to that. We were literally, when I say we were dancing and skipping up the street going, we were shouting, bodega, bodega, like we were literally right up until the door. And we were like,
who read it? Were you both just like,
well, I went, it's shut. Because I was looking for the entrance. Then I was like, wait, there's no lights on. And then, you know, when they're like, you're getting the realization. And I was like, oh. And then he was like, no. And then we read this sign and we were like, oh.
That's awful, because then I wouldn't want to, there's nowhere that I'd have then wanted to go.
I feel like we both then, we ate at this, like, we found a Greek restaurant, because I think in our heads we were like, we wanted an independent restaurant vibe, not just like somewhere we can go in Manchester.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we went to this Greek restaurant and I think we were both just a bit like, it wasn't bodega.
Oh, that's sad.
But we had a really, really good afternoon. We went shopping. Birmingham shopping is like,
why I said, is the shop really good about Boots? Because the shopping looks so good in Birmingham.
Like, the Zara is just the most modern Zara I've ever seen in my life. Like, it looks like a showroom, like museum. That's what Yana kept saying as well. Like, so yeah, I had a bit of shopping. I got a cream egg ice cream. And it was to die for. But anyway, it was just a really nice day. And then yesterday.
And it was sunny, like in all your videos. That's what I mean. She looks happy because it's sunny.
Yeah.
Basically, we're happy now. It's
sunny. We're happy in the sunshine.
How many times do we want to say it?
I know. And then yesterday, I actually put a poll up on my Instagram because I was like, right, who's doing their spring clean like me? And who's out in a beer garden enjoying the sun? Most people said spring clean. I spent all day just like cleaning the fridge, cleaning out cupboards, reorganizing cupboards, meal prepping.
Ooh, meal prepping.
I know. I actually meal prepped.
Organized queen over here.
I can tick that off the 2025 bingo card now. I did it once.
You can't tick it off if you've done it once. No.
Have you ticked anything off yours?
I have. And I've actually got it here because I wanted to tick a couple things more off because.
Oh, go on. Oh, was your half marathon on it?
Yeah.
Half marathon. Go on, tick it off. I need to bring mine, like, what next time we're filming and, like, tick some, see what I've actually achieved. I've not achieved any of the exercise
bits. It's interesting. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot I said I was gonna do that. And then I got my qualification with work, so I've already done that off.
Amazing.
I've started my weight loss journey, so I've lost 2 stone.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so I can cross that one off.
Since January.
Yeah, since the start of Feb.
So even, oh my god, congratulations.
I've been running so much, and then obviously calorie deficit, etc. but it's a good start. Oh, raise £500 for mental health.
Yay. Oh my God. You are a ticking off queen.
Yeah. So I ran for the Mental Health Foundation and we're actually up to £575. So I exceeded my target. So I'm so happy about that.
Oh my God. You're going to, like, I need to hold myself accountable.
So I've crossed 4 off. Actually, I've got a London trip on here, which technically.
No, but you mean like a London trip.
Yeah. Like, obviously my half marathon was in London. But I mean, like,
is there anything to do with the wedding on there?
Yes, I've got book wedding on here.
Because this week's topic is weddings, especially engaged people planning a wedding type thing. And I just want to ask you all about it, where you're up to, because I actually don't even know. Have you found a venue? Do you know where you want to get married? Do you know when you want to get married?
It's like,
I feel like I have 10,000 questions
for
you.
It's like the most head blagging, is that even, I don't even know if that's a saying, but it blags my head so much. Like, so I've changed my mind of what I want to do 50,000 times.
Yeah.
Which is very on brand for me, because obviously I'm not a great decision maker.
I know, because I obviously have never been engaged, so I can't really relate, but I just feel like when I do see people on TikTok or whatever, they just know what they want.
I know.
Whereas you don't at all.
I've never been one to like romanticize or like dream about my dream wedding. And then how we started off is that I always wanted to get married abroad, but Richard wanted a big wedding in England.
Yeah, because you've always said abroad to me.
Yeah, so I think, and again, I don't want to mention it again, but I think it's because I've realised how much happier I am in the sun and outside.
Yeah, I would like just love a day in the sun and outside.
Obviously, you can never 100% guarantee it, but it's more guaranteed abroad.
Mm.
So, and I think that is truly the reason I want to get married abroad, because I want to feel so happy and positive and lovely on my wedding day, obviously. But then I started looking at wedding venues in the UK, and I am sorry, but the people that get engaged and just like book these venues straight away, like mum and dad must be paying. Who can afford these places?
Do you think people just like put it on a credit card? Because thing is, if you want to get married and you want the wedding, you have to pay for it, don't you? So do you think people just like put a deposit down and think, well, we have to pay for it now? Or are they like how much are wedding venues? I wouldn't even know.
So,
because like there's got to be a scale, because some people have lavish, really expensive weddings and some people don't. So there's got to be like, or is there that medium of like, if you want that nice wedding, but you don't have the big budget, is that where most people fall and it's like really hard to navigate?
I think it's a really hard bracket. It's like, because, and I think we probably were looking at venues that are too expensive, because you get maybe a bit carried away when you start looking. But it's like the venue itself is like the one that we really loved, and I actually inquired about dates and was like the closest to maybe doing anything with, was 10.5 grand just for the venue.
That is crazy expensive.
And like you get
you can definitely do weddings cheaper than
you get to the point where you just think, oh yeah, that's not that bad.
Yeah, because you're comparing it. God only can help Yannick if he proposes to me, because I'm going to want everything.
And I think because we were looking at an England wedding at the time.
Yeah.
Because guest list is a whole other thing. But I know, we'll get on to guest list.
Yeah.
And Richard really cares about the food. So our catering was going to basically be another 10 grand on top of...
Catering doesn't need to be 10K.
It doesn't need to be, no, but it is expensive. Because if you think £100 a person for food and drink, and it's only drink at the...
Yeah, at the table.
At the table. £100 a person, if you have 100 guests, that's easily 10K. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. So, and obviously you could do it cheaper, but at the time, and sort of the vision that we were having was to sort of tick every box and be this like big wedding. And then you're like, oh, maybe we can do it. And you just get carried away. And then I think we had to take a step back and be like, this is just getting ridiculous. Yeah. And then, I don't mean to be rude, but I didn't know. I didn't think it was a thing anymore that mum and dad's paid. But I actually think that's such still a thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I didn't really think it was a thing, because most people I know have... Well, to be fair, I don't know that many people that have got married.
Yeah, we're kind of at that, like...
But no, people definitely, like, get their... not get their parents to pay, but their parents offer, or it's just standard that they will pay.
Yeah. And, like, don't get me wrong, I don't expect mum or dad to pay. And they do so many other things for us. So that's fine. But, yeah, I'm just like, wow. You know, like, people, they get engaged, they literally book it tomorrow. I'm like, you either 100% knew you were going to get engaged,
or you've been saving.
There was, like, a pot of money ready to book it.
Mm.
But yeah, so we're going back and forth, and then we sort of just put everything on hold a little bit. And then I decided we're going to get married next year.
Yeah.
So definitely getting married next year.
I know, but this is what's giving me stress, because you've not booked anything and you want to get married next spring. That's in a year. People have their weddings booked for 3 years because they can't get the date.
You know, that's wild as well. That's, I think, what was stressful, because when we were looking last September, well, if we wanted the date, we had to basically decide then and there.
Mm.
So, yeah. And then I think there is smaller, lovely venues in the UK. But to me, a lot of them depend on the weather being nice.
Yeah.
And it's just not.
Yeah.
What are the chances? I've always thought like May. Yeah, spring. I've always thought spring, because I love spring.
Yeah.
But I think we're leaning to, it's abroad now.
Oh, okay. So you've done a full 360.
Yeah.
What's the reason?
I think
are they cheaper?
I think depending on what you do. So abroad, again, is so, so, so tricky. Like, again, I need some advice for some people that have done this.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. Helene needs a wedding planner.
Like, guys, help me out here. Firstly, you Google, like, you're just like, I don't know where to start. So you Google, like, abroad weddings. Every ad is, like, a wedding planner or, like, the huge, like, big hotels and really nice things. And then you get caught up in them because they look absolutely incredible. But then you're like, this isn't actually what I came to look for. But now I've convinced myself that this is what I want.
The SEO is getting you really good.
Wedding planners alone, I swear, are coming up at like $8,000, $5,000.
That is crazy.
Like, and then I've like wanted to inquire, again, that's annoying about wedding venues as well. If you've got a wedding venue, put your base price on the website. Because I need to know whether I'm
but they will do that so that you can inquire and stuff and they can try sell you it.
But it must be a waste of their time. Like, am I being delusional or is this in budget?
Probably delusion.
Yeah, well, I found that out.
If the price isn't on the website, it's probably too expensive.
Yeah, anyway, it's very difficult and frustrating.
So why are you thinking abroad?
So, Richard's not really bothered about a wedding.
I thought he wanted the big wedding.
Yeah, he's done a complete 360. Now he's just like, I just want to marry you. I just want to...
He's seen how expensive weddings are.
Yeah, let's be real. He's seen the bottom line and he's thought...
You know what? We don't need a wedding, hun.
Let me
We're
shower
doing it
her
for love.
With my emotion and make her feel like I just want to, get married. So because he doesn't really care anymore, we're back on my...
vibe.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
As your sister, I want you to have your vibe and your wedding.
It is so difficult. And then places that come up straight away, like Ibiza, Amalfi Coast, Tuscany.
I think Ibiza could actually be done affordable and a lot. It's only like a 2-hour flight.
Yeah. So again, obviously Mallorca as well look really good options. But unless you know of somewhere or of someone, the only things that come up online are so expensive.
Yeah, it's like you need to go to the place.
Yeah.
And do a little, like, runny?
Recce.
Rummy's a game.
Because I thought you were going to say recce, then I was going to be like, such a dad thing to say, and then you came out with rummy.
And guys, any nice, affordable options abroad, let us know.
Yeah, please, let me know. If you've got married anywhere that's, like, 95% certain it's going to be sunny... and it's nice. Like, I just want to go have a holiday and have, like, a little ceremony, a big dinner, some songs, a bit of a dance, have my closest people there. Just have fun. Vibes. Yeah, I just want it to be, like, vibes.
Mm-hmm. So where you at now?
So please let us know if you have any recommendations.
Actually, let's move on to the game.
Oh, yeah, hit me.
I've planned wedding yay or nays.
I feel like I've just brain dumped all my wedding thoughts on you. If anyone has done any of the things I've talked about, please let us know your thoughts because... Yeah. Any advice is helpful at this point.
Yeah, and definitely. I feel like when you're further on in the process as well, we'll do another
update.
Yeah. Okay, so, but one of the yay or nays was actually the double weddings. So, like, what people are doing at the moment is they're, like, doing the, like, city hall. So, like, the actual, like, people getting legally married and then, like, months later, a year later, or, like, the next week after, they're going abroad and having their wedding. So what I was going to say, like, what do you think of those? Obviously, you're
I actually really like them. I think it's cool because, firstly, like, hopefully you only get married once, right? Mm-hmm. And I know it's expensive and I've just said it costs so much money. So obviously doing things more than once is a lot. But depending on what you do, I think you can make that fine and affordable. For me, when I've looked at, like, abroad weddings, if you want to get legally married at, like, certain venues, they have to, like, obviously it's the same in the UK, but the place has to be, like, blessed or, like, worshipped for it to be, like, a place of marriage.
Interesting.
And then obviously all the documentation and everything. Yeah. So what I would like to do is I'd still like to have a ceremony.
I saw on,
but it will be a symbolic ceremony. And then we'll do a legal marriage here, which we'll probably just invite family to.
Yeah.
And will I would do
someone
that?
Someone on Instagram the other day, like, called it, they were like, oh, it's our legal anniversary. Like,
yeah.
And I just feel like it's trending now.
But I mentioned it to Richard and he was like, his brain was like, but then what day would it be our wedding anniversary?
No, the actual wedding.
Yeah, but then obviously if you do make
that's
a
just like the legal
day,
that's just like, I mean, technically, yeah, I suppose you would be married that day, yeah. But no, it's the big wedding, yeah, is when people would say their wedding.
But I think they're quite cool. What about you?
I'm for them.
I like that it just lengthens out the celebrations.
Yeah,
and you can
exactly.
Have a
if you're doing it,
and...
yeah, exactly. If you're paying for it and doing it, like say, I'm someone that has always dreamed about getting married abroad, so I like that that's an option. And I've always even thought if I got married abroad, I'd want it to like last 3 days, like,
yeah,
and do some of the day before, the day after. So anything to drag it out.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And I do think that it's nice to see like people in their like city girl outfit, like wedding, yeah, dresses. Like they normally go a bit shorter and it's a bit more modern, and then obviously you have like the proper wedding dress.
I've seen quite a few girls do like the power suit, yeah, like look instead.
No, I'm here for it. Next one on the list is non-matching bridesmaid dresses, yay or nay?
In terms of same colour but different.
Yes.
I'm actually here for both.
Okay, so I'm a yay for same colour, different style, because I just totally get, I want my bridesmaids to feel comfortable,
same,
and like every person suits a different style of dress.
It's outrageous to
so
think that
every single person,
yeah,
is going to look good in the same dress. So I'm for that. Different colours, I'm not for that.
I think
even the maid of honour or... So I just think what they're going to... Whoever's not... It's just going to make the pictures look weird.
It's a bit much. It's like, what's the colour scheme here? And like,
unless
you're
maybe
more
you had like...
It. My thought
six
was...
Six bridesmaids and there was like... a 3 and a 3 or 2, 2, 2, but even then it's
I
just think just have all the same color.
I think all the same color are all different, like for example,
if they were all different, like I just don't, what are the picture's saying?
I was thinking maybe not saying for me, I'm thinking say for example your theme was pastel and they all had different pastel on.
But I feel like loads of guests would be wearing pastel.
Well, yeah, and then you just blend in.
Yeah, I just don't think it would symbolically, like, be the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
I do understand, like, bridesmaids are a tricky one anyway,
huge...
because there is a line with bridesmaids and it just look like bridesmaid dresses ick me out a little bit anyway. So it is trying to do it well. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't think I would ever do a black and white themed wedding because I don't know. I might not, but because I think they're timeless, but are they, like, is it just a bit, oh, well, I went black and white, is it boring? But the only reason I would do black and white weddings is the photos where all the bridesmaids are in black dresses. Mm. I love it.
They look amazing.
I think bridesmaids slay in black.
Fresh tan. Everyone looks fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I would consider black just for the photos.
I like to, and the men look so slick,
yeah,
in black.
Yeah, oh, so good.
Even on, like, I've seen loads of abroad inspo pictures, and the men in, like, almost like black tie vibe. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
I do think all the guests look amazing at a black tie wedding.
Yeah,
so
they do.
It does make me think, But yeah, okay. Hen-do veils. So, you know, like on your hen-do, you've like walking around with a veil on. You know, like the little short ones.
Yeah.
Are they tacky? Are you yay, nay? Go for it. Don't go for it. I think there's certain levels,
yeah,
of these veils.
I think, like...
Like, I wouldn't want the headband sticking out saying bride on it.
No, but maybe, like, a cute clipping thing that comes down and has, like, little pearls in it or something.
Yeah, no, I'm for a veil on a... Because I would want to stand out as the bride, but I think there's a nice way to do it. I wouldn't want something sticking off my head saying, like, bride-to-be.
Oh, my gosh,
no. I would die.
I would die. I'd rather not have any.
Yeah, same.
And I think, like, especially nowadays, like, where most Hindus, the bride wears white and everyone wears a different colour, like, that's enough.
Yeah.
Or, like, a cute
So,
headband.
Are you yes or no?
No, I'm a no to, like...
Tacky.
The, like, L plates, look at me, I'm getting married.
Mm, yeah. But a nice, tasteful veil.
Yeah, a cute veil.
Cute.
I'm fine with.
Okay. Yay or nay, church weddings?
I'm a nay.
I'm a nay.
But we are not religious.
Yeah. churches just freak me out.
I know. And everyone's like, oh, but
I'm not like anti-God and anti-religion. Like, I believe in, like, do what makes you feel good. And if you want to get married in a church and you're religious and it's great for you, but it's not for me.
No, it is. And it's really nice if that's obviously what your faith is and what you believe in. But
even when I attend services in a church, like christenings and weddings, I churches freak me out.
I want to feel like
authentically myself.
Yeah, that's literally what I was thinking. Mm. And I wouldn't feel myself getting married in a church. Yeah, which is why
we just never went to church.
Because Richard's Catholic and he would have always wanted like the church wedding, and from the get-go I've just sort of said that's not for me.
Yeah. You've got to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. Maid of honor speeches.
I'm fine with that.
I'm a yay.
Yeah, I'm
I feel like if the best man gets to have his say, let the best woman. Because sometimes they're funnier.
Do you know what I quite like?
And it's for the girls.
Like, say, for example, if you know, like we were saying, like making like a 3-day event of it or whatever. Yeah. If you did like a meal the night before.
Yeah, like a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, but not like.
Not as formal. But
yeah. And like it. Like the bride in the speech and like some of the girls, different
that's
people.
That's what I've thought. Like even the mum nice of the bride or different something people could to do like speeches. Do it the night before or something.
Because speeches are nice, and it's nice if people want something to say. I think
speeches is one of the best bits about a wedding. I think it's like funny. Hearing the love that yeah. people have for the bride and groom. I love it.
I think when I was younger, I was like, oh, boring. But now I'm older.
I've always loved speeches.
I'm like, speeches are a vibe.
Yeah, I love a speech. Yeah. I'm so here for the speeches.
Yeah, I am
wedding.
As well.
Early weddings, so like 12 o'clock weddings.
I'm an A. I've said to Cara, for example, ceremony from 2. But I think abroad as well, you would have it later anyway.
I've always thought about having like an evening wedding.
Oh, yeah, but that wouldn't be long enough for you because you'd want a longer time to celebrate you.
Yeah, but I think my wedding's going to go until at 6 a.m.
Oh, okay. Darling, I'm in bed by.
Hun, get with the program.
Oh, I'm going to have to sleep to myself for a year. but I get that. That's fair. Yeah, I think, like, it's...
I just think as the bride, that's not enjoyable.
No, not at all.
You've got to be there for 12 o'clock. Get everyone... No, you're going to be up at, like, 5
a.m. Especially if you've got quite a few bridesmaids.
That's what I mean.
And then it's just going to cost you more, because then you'll have... Well, if you have a few bridesmaids, you've got to have more hairstylists, more makeup artists, because you're getting married earlier. It's all everyone's got to be ready.
Yeah.
No, too stressful. I'm too laid back for that.
Yeah, you want a later start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm like up for a bit of like a morning walk on the beach, a bit of yoga.
Yeah.
Let's have a nice breakfast.
Not just like getting up and going straight into it. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Okay, next one is wedding cake.
I'm not bothered about that.
It's a nay. And no one even watches the couple cut the cake, and no one even eats the cake.
No, I think it's a waste of money.
Yeah, whereas when I worked in weddings...
Unless you've had a cake and you think otherwise, I think that's an area to save money on.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, why do we need a wedding cake?
Do you know what I actually really like, which I might do instead, for the picture, the champagne tower pour?
Yeah, see, I'd rather that than a cake.
Same, I think I'm going
to
do that.
But when I worked in weddings, some people used to do cheesecakes, so it was just like... it looked like a cake, but it was just layers of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did cheese and biscuits. And that always went. Yeah. Up. Like, everyone always ate it. So then I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind paying for
that. That's quite ugly, though.
No, they made them look really,
really
nice. They looked like cakes.
Yeah, people won't sweet that.
Whereas... No, literally, there was, like, queues for the cheese and biscuits.
When it's a wedding cake, people are like, oh, what's in it? Oh, is it traditional?
Yeah. Like, I just want a big, fat chocolate cake. Yeah.
I think Richard would probably want the cake. I think that's one thing we disagree on.
No. Honestly. And I, as well, like, maybe if I was doing it in the moment, I think it was such a cute... I think cutting cake is a photo opportunity, isn't it? So I'd look back and be like, oh, the photo. But honestly, it would ick me out, me and my, like, husband, like, cutting the cake together.
Everyone watching. Like, I want to do the champagne.
Yeah.
Thing.
No, that would be so good. Okay, two more.
I'm enjoying this. It's making me know what I want and what I don't want.
Okay, so they're kind of like, there's part A and part B.
Oh, okay.
Because they're on the same. Mm. Okay, so themed hen do's.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And then,
but only because I know that, like, you and, I mean, I've not asked you, but obviously you and Sophie are going to be are my only bridesmaids. Mm. And I know
you
would.
Is that you asking me?
I know you would pick a theme that I would want.
Yeah. No, I'm for themes.
Whereas some themes I'm like,
well, this is the thing. So this is actually still part of A.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanted to, like, highlight, what do you think of the all-black funeral? You know, like, Liv Atwood did. Saying goodbye. Saying goodbye to your single.
That's not for me.
See, I love
it. But, yeah, so, but you that's very you, not very me at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's iconic. I don't know whether I just, like Liv Atwood. It was just iconic when she did it.
Yeah, I think it's like...
It's but it needs to be fun. What, and if that, I think that is, if you are doing like a hen do away that's over a few nights, because you wouldn't, if you were just doing your hen do for the day, you wouldn't want to wear black. Like, you'd still want, if I was only doing a one day hen do, yeah. I wouldn't do that because I want to wear white. And if it's like a few days and that's one of the themes for a dinner or something, but
that's not for me.
And then at the last one, part B. The broad Hindus, yay or nay?
See, I, like, as you just say them, in the same as an abroad wedding, I'm for them, but yeah. I think it's a lot to ask people. So if I'm just thinking, like, no practicalities...
Would you want an abroad Hindu?
No. I think because I want to get married abroad...
You wouldn't expect it.
I wouldn't.
Twice of people.
The only reason I would have an abroad Hindu would be if, say, we were majority of us were going for like 5 days, I'd maybe do it like 2 days before the wedding.
That's good, which I quite
like. I quite like that idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But other than that, but if I was getting married in England, I'd probably be like, yeah, so up for abroad.
Yeah,
Hindu. I've got a quick one for you. So I've just said you're probably going to be bridesmaids. So I guess you could kind of have a say on this.
Okay, I love this.
Quick yay or nay to bridesmaid colours.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I've got a few in mind.
Oh my God, what if I say I hate
I'm not going to tell you what it is until...
Will you tell me after?
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But I don't want you to know, so I want to see your reaction.
Okay. Oh my God, the pressure. So I'll just say I like everything.
First one is navy.
No.
Yeah, I'm a no to navy. Do you know what? I think it always actually looks really lovely. Like, it works.
It's giving winter wedding and I'm just against winter weddings.
Yeah, it's not for
like, for me personally.
It's not for me. Okay. Pastel yellow.
Absolutely yes.
Yeah, I'm here for pastel
yellow. Always thought yellow is probably going to be my colour, but
really?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not engaged, so I'm not even thinking about it.
I think it's kind of like a very in colour, isn't it? So it's a vibe.
I was here before it was in.
I know, darling.
But yeah.
Champagne.
Yes.
Champagne gold.
Yeah.
I like it.
I have a feeling that's one of your colours.
I know, because you proper thought about it. I feel like you were going to say no, and then you thought, this could be one of my colours.
No, I knew, because it was one of Sophie's potential options, and I know you were saying you really liked it, and I was pausing because I was thinking, well, what shade?
Yeah.
Champagne. That's why I paused. But I also do know, I probably would have guessed that champagne was going to be an option for you.
The thing about champagne gold is that, like, it's quite stressful with the whole decor, because there is so many different shades that, depending on if you're trying to incorporate it into the wedding,
yeah,
I think it could be quite difficult. Sky blue. Like a pastel-y sky blue, like that.
I'm a bit... it's a bit... What's that saying? Nancy Pansy. What's that saying? You know how I was saying in the other episode about pastels just are a bit wishy-washy for me? It kind of gives that vibe, but I do think it's a pretty colour, so I'm not against it.
I think it depends on the style of the wedding.
Yeah, and I think if it's a summer abroad wedding, that suits nice. I'm not really for blue bridesmaid dresses, but if I was for blue, it would be that pastel blue. No other shade.
Hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Hot pink.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, like, done in 2010 and, like, stayed there.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like the pinks and purples.
Well, like burnt orange.
If that's done well, that could be really nice, especially, like, sunset vibe wedding.
Yeah.
So if that's done well... Yeah, I can vibe with that.
Okay. What about white? Like ivory?
As we was just saying about the black bridesmaid dresses, I do sometimes see these like beach weddings, and it's just an all every guest. Yeah. It's just an all white wedding, and I genuinely am like, honestly, there's like such a big percentage of me that would be like, I want to do that, but I just want to be the only one.
Yeah, see, you are too much of a, you would the only one. Yeah.
Well, when I see the pictures, I love. Yeah. When I see the pictures, I'm just like. And I do just think the pictures will be so timeless and it looks so good. And obviously the bride always looks extra, so it's fine. I do love it and I would love to do it, but I'm too selfish to do it.
That's fair. Do you know, speaking of the night before thing,
I would want a white party. Yeah. The day after, I think.
Yeah, so I think that's quite a cool way to do it and still have those types of pictures. I would still do a white
party, but yeah, if it was like over a few days.
Yeah. Well, olive green.
I like olive green.
Sage green?
No. Not like a pastel sage green.
A bit darker than a pastel.
I'd need to see a photo.
Fair enough.
Well, that was our wedding episode, guys. Oh, it just gets me so excited. Can we actually... I hope you find a venue.
Me too. And
we can start actually planning it.
I know. I'm excited to plan it and have something.
When will you know about this stuff?
I think like in the next like month, I'll kind of know what I'm doing.
Fingers crossed.
I hope so. And then I can actually update everyone.
Amazing. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Let us know any of your thoughts on if you've got married. Please. Or if you're a bridesmaid. Give me some ideas. What works, what doesn't work. Yeah. And we will take you along the journey.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.